With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm magician Nelson Lugo.
Hi, I'm nerdcore rapper Shay for the Dark Lord.
We're best friends
who hate each other's guts.
And we co-host The Epic Podcast,
a monthly show in which we discuss comic books,
video games,
television,
movies,
our debilitating emotional problems,
and Batman.
So much Batman.
That's The Epic Podcast
on the Nerdy Show Podcast Network.
Be safe, internets.
Bye. Seriously, so much Batman.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com. All right, so we are starting off the first episode of Max's new campaign. Max is a very new GM. He's GM'd exactly one game before. Am I right about that?
Yeah, kind of. I made it up as I went.
Yeah, which is
that's
a lot of people. A lot of people do that. No, I mean like made up the game.
Yeah, so, I'm new to the chair.
Isn't that what we're doing on this show? Making it up as we go, making up the game.
So we got Max GMing today.
Yeah.
And for players, we have Liam.
Hey, everybody.
Doug.
Hello.
Myself, Josh. And our friend Andrew, joining us for the first time.
Hello out there.
So how you feeling, Max?
I am feeling good and also unsure, but I don't care.
Just like my first time.
What are your worries about to start looking into this campaign? What made you nervous?
I'm sort of in a fog of, I've never GM'd before. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to throw out what I have and see how it rolls out. It's not really nerves that I'll mess up or do something wrong, because who cares? It's just more like getting everything together.
Yeah.
You know? I'm really into the world building, not so much the stats. Mm-hmm. They're a little more of a mystery to me, so I'm just going to go with it.
I'm excited to see how you feel about combat after you run it.
Yeah.
You have our group's full permission to fail. Do whatever you're going
to
do.
That's a negative. I do not give you permission to fail.
You have permission to fail.
I don't need your permission to fail. I've been failing before I met you.
Well, Max.
Okay.
The floor is yours. Take it away.
Open scene. Flowing down the River Wit, you find a merchant ship, smaller than an ocean vessel because it's a river trader. On the ship, you can see a tent of sorts put up, more of a pavilion awning kind of thing for passengers. This is not the kind of ship that usually bears passengers.
Or has bears as passengers.
Or, well, hey.
We haven't dealt with bears yet.
We don't even know if bears are a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. If they want to pay the fee, they can. They can climb aboard.
You want to ride with me, you pay the fee.
Yeah. So, under this awning are sitting four kempt gentlemen, or three kempt gentlemen.
And one very unkempt lady.
One very unkempt lady. Mm-hmm. One of them looks a little more ornamental than the others. Maybe looks like he's in charge. And Liam, could you tell us who that is?
Sergeant Regibald Winthrop Dane, and he's wearing a bronze dragoon's cap with black tasseling in an almost ponytail fashion. He's got a black steel harness over his marshal's uniform that is colored red and black, denotating command. He has a shield, a sword, and a mace, and a very British mustache.
And sitting next to him is?
There is a Eshwin female, bat lady in her mid-30s. Her uniform is black with white trim, much like the rest, but hers has a shoulder cape and looks like it allows for things to be stored in the sleeves. And it's a little unkempt. She's got maybe the collar open a little bit, trying to look a little sexy. She resembles a large brown bat. And up against her is leaning a large staff with a broken crystal ball at the top. And she's played by Josh.
And next to her is
Bentley Garrison. He is a young man in his mid-20s. His uniform is also black and white. He has a rapier on his hip. He carries himself with a sort of dignified posture, and he appears to be very concerned with the cleanliness of his uniform, because it's all about appearances. Oh, and he is played by Doug, until I can find a better actor.
And finally,
There is an older man with long hair pulled back into a ponytail and a relatively long beard. He is sitting in a chair with his feet up on a barrel of some kind and has a very long pike resting on his shoulder. And he is... I feel like he'd be smoking a pipe. Is that...
He can have a pipe.
Okay. Sure. And he's...
There's no pipes in this world.
First of all, how dare you?
Right.
Yeah. Opium?
I imagine just whatever passes for tobacco.
Wacky tobacco.
No, he's
it explodes every time you...
That would be amazing if just one cigarette in every pack exploded.
I don't think that... Like, I don't think I could live with that level of uncertainty.
But the rest of them would be really good.
They're already the best thing on earth. Why would you ever change them?
Liam's saying this, having quit recently.
It is the worst. Yeah. I'm so angry.
And he is puffing lazily on a pipe as they go on down the river. And he is played by myself, Andrew. His uniform is black with blue trim, indicating that he is the group's medic.
These four are a company of Akinoshian marshals who have been sent to deal with something that nobody else really wants to deal with. They find themselves on a ship from the regional capital of Torsnarf, which is a very minor city in the eyes of anyone who's been anywhere else, but to them is important because it's where they live. The governor of Torsnarf not only refused to meet with you, but just sent a messenger to the docks directing you where to go. He doesn't care, but someone above him told him to send you. You are what they got. You've been on the river for 3 days on this merchant ship now. You are getting close to Witsnarf. The sailors have ignored you, mostly for 3 days. This is a cargo ship. You are not cargo that they want to deal with. But now, after 3 days, they've gotten used to you. They're opening up a little more, being a little more friendly.
The smell doesn't offend them as much.
No. According to the letter, your job is to travel to Witsnarf. The sub-governor has been pestering everyone he can get a hold of for a very long time. With the military gone, you are the best that he could hope for.
Poor guy.
Yeah. The letter doesn't have your mission. It just tells you where to go to get your mission.
Okay. We assume that the governor knew the mission.
The governor knew the mission, but you also can tell the governor didn't care enough about it. If it had been important, he would have invited you in to at least his secretary's office. But someone just met you at the port with a letter.
How far are we from Witsnarf?
You should be there in half a day. So the sailors are already doing their work, and you see three gelt who are kind of have opened up to you a little more that it's been 3 days and you haven't done anything stupid.
Are they all male?
They're all male. You're cargo, technically, but kind of guests. We'd never had people. This is new.
It's new for us.
Have you been to Witsnarf before?
Me? No, never. Excited.
Oh. Excited. Yeah, you have not been to Witsnarf before. They've never been to Witsnarf. They're excited to get there. And you see some of the other sailors just like snicker and laugh.
A touch better than this boat, I assume.
It's not great. I mean,
I can't ride a horse on this boat.
I haven't been around the world, but I've been to nicer places than Witsnarf, I'll tell you. My name's Wolfa, by the way. Not that you asked.
Why would I ever bother to do that?
Well, you asked me for something.
Am I supposed to ask your name every day? Because I'll do it.
Well, you could have been like, hey, what's your name? Before asking for something.
I could have just been like, excuse me, nondescript otter man.
Well, yeah, but that would also... Man, you guys are rude. Like, you insult my boat. It was not my boat, but I live on it. I was like trying to open up to you, and this is not the way I thought it would go. I've been thinking about it in my head for like 2 days.
Corporal.
You don't get many guests.
Corporal.
No, my name's Wolfa.
He was... Yes, sir. Corporal. Please round our associates. We should get ready to depart as soon as possible.
They're sitting right next to you.
We are all sitting. And
I know, but it's your job to do it.
Bentley turns to Cal, sees Cal quietly puffing away on his pipe and just says, all right then, Cal, are you ready?
Cal takes a deep drag off of his pipe and blows it out and says, yes, Corporal, I am quite ready to get off of this boat.
Nin, are you ready to disembark as soon as we arrive?
I'm always ready for action. And if Bentley, you know what I mean.
Bentley ever so slightly shakes his head and then looks back to Sir Reginald and says, well, there you have it, old man. We're ready to go. As soon as we can dock, we'll be on our way.
Why, thank you, Corporal. An exemplary job.
Bentley will give an exaggerated salute and sit back down.
Then Wolfa notices Cal smoking a pipe. That's a nice pipe you got there. You like to drink when you smoke? Because I know I do.
I do, in fact. Do you have something that we can drink?
No, Captain's pretty hard-ass about that, but you are going to Witsnarf, if you know what I mean.
I can't say that I do.
We've never been.
So wait, you have never had Gloomsmite before?
No.
Oh, what's that? Okay, Gloomsmite, have you ever had mead? I've been pretty sheltered. Okay, because Gloomsmite is a mead, but like, have you ever been outside on a really cold day?
You're just hitting all, I'm batting zero.
Okay, but like, like working really hard on something that needs to be done. Then you go inside and you sit in front of a hot fire and there's like a meal that's going to be ready pretty soon. You ever had something like that happen to you?
Yeah, I think so.
That's kind of what Gloomsmite's like.
It's like having parents again.
Wow, that's really depressing. You should definitely drink some Gloomsmite.
I think I should. What do you think, Sergeant? Would that be okay?
Yeah. As long as we're not on duty, it doesn't bother me.
I can tell by his hat. He seems a little stuck up. It's kind of illegal.
Gloomsmite?
Yeah. Is that cool?
Why would it be illegal?
Okay, have you ever been outside on like a really cold day doing something really important? Then you come inside and there's a hot fire and a meal that's coming up?
Yeah, I heard this bit.
Yeah, if you could drink something like that, would you keep working or listen to anyone who told you not to drink that kind of stuff?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I definitely would. I work hard. I play hard.
I want to change my answer.
Oh.
No, I would not.
Okay. Do that. Yeah. So last time I was at Witsnarf, it was not very fun, but I've heard that Gloomsmite's back, and it's back big.
Vulfa was your name?
Yeah.
Maybe you could, you know, show a girl how it's done. You get to town.
We're not getting off the boat, though. Captain won't let us off the boat because of Gloomsmite.
Oh, you're slaves, yeah.
Well, we're not slaves. I guess you could say we're slaves to Gloomsmite. You know,
I see you down a lot of it.
Oh, if it's available, yeah. Because it's like you're outside all day, you know. You come inside and
it's cold, cold day, yeah.
Oh, cold day, yeah.
Now, Sergeant, we are technically marshals of the Akinoshan Empire. Should we be listening to this conversation and possibly encouraging our dear friend Nin here to partake?
What are you worried about? It's just between us and
I only
and the
joined so
people.
I could. I only joined so I could see the world.
A little bit of Gloomsmite never hurt anyone.
Cal, I see you've worried. We're not here to cross every T and dot every I. We're here to enforce the law.
Hear, hear.
Is that why we were the last people chosen to do this?
Or the first for a job that isn't considered too important.
Also, I have a distinct idea that maybe we're here because of the heroin mead.
You guys are like marshals. I heard you say that.
Yeah, marshals, yeah. And
we're wearing the uniforms.
We don't get marshals around here very often, I don't know.
You ever see a cape like this?
No, it's nice, though.
Thanks,
like it.
I like it, too.
It's cool. What? Is that like, are you allowed to wear that?
Yeah, I mean, it's. Told me I should. Holds up her staff, waves it. I brought this, they gave me the cape.
Wow, you can do like magic and stuff?
Yeah.
Whoa, I wouldn't be doing this job if I could do magic, I think.
No? Well, these two can't do magic.
Yeah, they're not sailing on a river barge either, so seems like they're doing pretty well for themselves. This guy sounds like some kind of fancy boy.
He's very fancy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, fancy boy. What you doing later?
Apparently Gloomsmite. That sounds very interesting.
Hell yeah. You're really going to like it.
I can't say I've had too many experiences that would equate to working hard on a cold day and coming in because I would just stay inside.
Oh.
So I'm like Gloomsmite all the time is what I'm trying to say.
Holy shit.
So getting into the army was kind of a step down, so looking to get back some of that warm feeling.
What are you doing here?
Proving that I can live up to my father's ridiculous expectations because it's been quite fun. It's been like camping for a very long time. It's been
I have no frame of reference for your life, man. I'm sorry.
Honestly, I think you might need to go to therapy afterwards for that at some point, maybe.
Nonsense! I can have Gloomsmite anytime I want.
Sounds very attractive.
Yes, this sounds like a wonderful plan. We will give the walking death machine a drug that makes her even stranger than she already is.
How do we know that's not our mission?
It's probably our mission.
If you don't mind my asking, like, what are you doing at Witsnarf?
That's a good question.
You literally haven't told us.
It's an NPC.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Hey, Wolfa, do you know what we're doing here?
No. Like, I just don't know why you'd be going to... Oh, no.
Look, don't... We're not going to rat you out. We're not narcs, if that's what you're wondering about.
Okay, cool. You're cool?
I'm really cool.
A guy in a hat. I don't know.
It's a helmet, thank you.
And fancy boy. I don't know, man. Who walks away from, like, a life that is Gloomsmite?
Imagine getting bored of Gloomsmite and then, like, needing to, like, return to it.
Boredom that made me join up with the Kenoshin army. It was something to prove, because you...
So your dad kicked you out?
I prefer to say it was a challenge to go on an adventure and prove that I'm worthy of the inheritance that's at stake.
Oh, cool. No, I get you now. My dad did the same thing when I was 7. He challenged me to go work on a river barge.
Is he proud of you? You keep in touch? Any, you know...
No. I haven't seen him.
No. No, he's not.
Sorry to hear that.
It's been 14 years.
You might want to send a letter to the old man. Let him know that you're doing well.
He thinks reading and writing is for Nancy boys.
I agree. Enough of that.
I once asked to learn how to read, and he hit me. Oh. So I didn't ask again.
Oh, dear.
Wolfa, you seem to have, like, a lot of life experience.
Yeah, that happens on a river.
So, and you've been to Witsnarf.
I've been to Witsnarf, yeah. It wasn't very nice.
If you were running the place, okay.
Yeah. Instead of that guy, yeah.
What's his name again? I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, I don't actually know his name. I don't really mingle with people who are in charge of things.
Well, if you were in charge, if they put you in charge.
Okay, they put Wolfa's in
tomorrow.
Charge. Tomorrow.
Can you think of a
Wolfa?
Reason?
Wolfa? I thought you would hit a hard vulva there, man.
I wish somebody would hit this vulva hard. So, if you were in charge, why would you hire the group of us?
And he just kind of gives you a sad look and goes back about his business.
I wonder if, like, the idea of him being in charge just kind of ruined his life.
Nin, my dear, I think it's safe to say that your charm has worked again.
Well, maybe you've expanded his horizons just a little bit.
Sounds like he expanded mine.
It's not difficult.
Nope.
You see the sailors start to get a little more busy. You are not sailors, but you can notice that the river scene is changing. Coming up on the hilly terrain of Kerr, kind of forested, lightly populated, a little more populated on the river. Not much to look at beyond hills and trees. Maybe an hour or two passes where the sailors are still not talking to you. Finally, Wolfa comes back with another kettle of fish, maybe some stale bread.
Here's some more food. We should be in Witsnarf pretty quick. If you look, you can kind of see the outskirts now.
Sorry we were rude to you, Wolfa.
It's okay. It was interesting. Fancy boy. Me and a couple of the sailors just wanted to say, hey, thanks for being aboard. It's nice to have a little bit of scenery.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It was... You were very pleasant. You were very polite.
Oh, cool. Thanks. We don't get many guests, and we didn't know how to act around you.
Five stars!
You're really pretty.
Thank you.
He is.
You're a very handsome order yourself.
Thanks. He's really flustered. He doesn't know how... Thank you. And he just sets down the fish and walks away.
Like, well... It's hard to disagree with him. She kind of like wiggles an ear at Bentley.
Plus one momentum. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. All four.
All four across the board. Sweet.
I like that interaction. You hear the captain yelling across the deck. Captain is a...
You can randomly generate this.
Yes, let's randomly generate that.
All right.
Do we have the list?
It's somewhere in here. Hold on.
So we have a female. Three again.
Guff.
Yes.
D8 is the...
77?
Damn. Damn. All right. Long in the tooth.
45, who is that?
Hello, I'm Thor.
Nailed it.
77-year-old female guy.
All right, everybody.
Okay, Michael Jackson.
No,
okay.
Do it. No.
All right.
I should put a little more of this into it. All right, you bastards. You remember what happened last time? You weren't paying attention. You almost wrecked my damn boat. So get off your ass and watch out. We're going to pull into Witsnarf, then we're going to get the hell out of here. Because I know about you. I ain't got no one sneaking off to get any of that gloom spine. It ain't happening again.
So my damn husband left me.
Yeah. I love her.
40 years ago, I'm going to find that bastard.
I'm announcing this to the crew every time they pull into port.
Yeah. She's just up and down the river looking for her husband.
Cal, does my command now seem better in comparison?
3 days of this, man.
Now, Reg, you know that I am loyal, and you know I have followed you through just about anything, but it's about the same.
I have only called you a bastard once in this past week. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
You are pulling into the port of Whitsnarf, which, if you thought Torchsnarf was grand...
I wasn't aware we did.
Yeah. If you thought Torchsnarf was grand...
I don't think I did.
I was under the impression we weren't supposed to.
Yeah.
Torchsnarf was grand, but sure.
Whitsnarf is a medium-sized town putting on airs. The port is not very full of ships. It is on the extreme end of the River Wit trading route. It's mildly important. Like I said, there are a few ships. It's relatively clean. You do notice colorful tents and banners of maybe vendors as you pull in. A little more lively than maybe the sailors had led you to expect. You hear laughter coming from different areas, music playing.
Now, does this look like a festival? Does it look like a market that's just it's happening?
Yeah, it looks like a market. You'll see as you disembark from the ship. The market is more of a party atmosphere. There's no barkers trying to hawk or sell anything. It's just music and good times.
Is this a river town in the sense that most of this town is on the river? Or like the port leads
port
into it?
The docks are a major part of the town. It is, like I said, a medium-sized town. The docks are definitely the most important. You can tell that is the lifeblood of the city, but there is city beyond. All and right. I say city in a relative wooden houses. The fort is...
What's like a rough population of this?
You would say maybe 2,000-3,000 people. You know, it's not a very large place. It is a place that could be, but is not.
We know you didn't have to choose us for your travels. I never really had people who wanted to be on my boat before, and it's been an experience, and I want to thank you. And if you see my goddamn husband, you tell him I'm looking for him. I got his leg.
What's he look like again?
He's a guff. He's got tusks. It's been 40 years. I kind of forget, I got his goddamn leg.
What's his name?
Would he have a fake leg then, or be missing a leg? Or did you just take a leg of his?
No, I cut it off.
So it's not from his collection.
Okay.
No, I cut it off and he hopped away. I was like making fun of him, and he hopped into the river and swam away.
Is he? Do you know his name?
His name was Baron, but it's been 40 years. He knows I'm looking for him. He might be using a different name.
Is he using a different leg?
Don't instigate the captain.
Okay. Sorry, I've never done this investigative type stuff before.
Well, if you see a guff with one leg, yell out Baron. And if he turns around, that's probably him.
Do we like arrest him? What do you want us? You want to drag him to the river?
No, just tell him I'm looking for him.
Okay.
He'll know what that means. It felt like a better ship while you were here.
Thank you.
Although this guy, he's too pretty.
I agree.
He's like Gloomsmite, if you know what I mean.
We will.
I don't let him have it, because they won't work.
Bentley's feeling rather chuffed.
Bentley, off the ship. Quick march, boy.
All right, old man.
Good idea.
No stranger to admirers.
Yeah.
I don't want them to take advantage of you, sir.
You bastard!
You hear a thwm thwack. As you turn around, you see the captain has a hand crossbow in her hand, and there's an arrow... a bolt quivering next to one of the sailors who was sneaking towards the dock where you guys were leaving.
Ooh.
Cal ashes his pipe out, grabs Bentley by the shoulder, and just pushes him forward towards the ramp and boat as quickly as possible.
Bentley was already halfway stepping onto that ramp.
Thank you, Cal.
Nin picks up her satchel, puts it over, tightens her component pouch around her, and waves goodbye with her staff in hand.
Thank you again. This is great. It's first boat ever. I was glad it was you.
All right. You walk off the pier into the carnival-like atmosphere. The sun is glinting off your uniforms. The music peters out. There is a couple musicians that you can see. There's a Krex playing a mandolin type instrument, just kind of stops mid-strum looking at you. You see a couple other people kind of move their clothes, kind of 14-year-olds hiding bottles of Smirnoff Ice, kind of.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or Zimas.
A buzz starts to go around that you are here.
Like the fuzz is here.
Yeah. Are there any constables in view?
No. You actually see a very distinct lack of any armed citizenry in the port area.
Excuse me, the marshals? Are you the marshals?
Yes, sir, we are the marshals.
Big smile on
them. Big smile. You see a Tolden in a green robe with a white sash. He's waving a letter at you.
Marshals, are you the marshals here? I have a letter.
I was told by Eltham Redbriar himself to deliver this letter to the leader of the marshals. I'm assuming it's you.
I do have a nice hat.
Is that a dragoon? A dragoon helmet?
Yes, it is.
Were you in the dragoons?
Yes, I was.
Redbriar is going to be very pleased. This situation is already turning out better than we thought.
What? Hi, I'm Nin.
Hi, hello, Nin. How are you?
What's your name?
My name? My name is Grigor, but I'm not important.
It sounds like we have a lot in common.
See, what's important is the future of Witsnarf, the grand future of Witsnarf.
Can I have that letter, please?
Oh, yes, sorry. I was just struck by your companion here.
I'll strike you again.
It is a gilded envelope, not super fancy. You wouldn't think anything of it, but it is a little fancier than a normal letter. Grigor hands the letter over to Regibald.
All right. I read the letter.
In very flowery script, you see that it is an invitation and a pass into the capital fortress. You can look over and see half stone, half wood, a hill fort.
Decent keep, though?
Not really.
Okay.
Just no, never. Yeah. Never is good.
It wants to be about 8 feet high in stone, and the rest is wood palisade. Instead of a brush-off, it is a flowery invitation to come with haste to the seat of power of Othom Redbriar, the sub-governor of the area.
Corporal, please take your time reviewing the note.
What I'd like to do, as I look it over and sort of get informed, whatever, and I can see the... I was thinking I can see the flowery presentation of it. I want to try and roll my aristocrat
role.
To sort of just ascertain if there's any wordplay here that might be hiding the fact that he might be really worried or maybe he's really excited or what we're kind of stepping into.
Like a subtext.
Yeah, if there's any subtext or if it seems really guarded. Just...
Could you also roll to see if you know of Othelm Redbriar?
Sure. But I guess that'd be my...
Your aristocrat. My aristocrat.
Yeah. Intellect plus five.
Oh, so that would include my intellect?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
It's a knowledge.
14.
You know the Redbriars as a minor noble family with a couple sons, and Othom is not the heir.
Okay.
The script in the letter of the text makes it seem way more important than you looking around to see. Anyone who would be not only the governor of this region, but the sub-governor of this region, should not be writing the way that Othom has written to you.
Hmm.
Half excitement, half exasperation.
Okay.
He commands you at once, but also in a kind of silk-gloved kind of way.
Sure. Okay.
Like, it would be best if you made to your best ability, provided the service that you have been sworn to do.
Yes.
Like that kind of thing. Okay.
Letting you know that he's in charge, but also trying to get you there as soon as possible.
Well, the Redbriars, it appears that Othom here is a very well-educated man.
Oh, how I hate him.
He appears to be quite insistent on our urgency, but seems to also take great care in his appearance as well. So I think it would be best to see what could be troubling him so much, but yet not be so upfront about.
Well, we might as well make our way there. Cal, do you disagree?
So Cal, during this, has kind of been towards the back, a hand on his pike, scanning the crowd. He's very uncomfortable with how many people are around them.
Nin, do you have any complaints?
Well, is there time to try some of this gloom smite before we go?
I think that's for off hours.
And you hear Grigor, like, audibly intake breath at the mention of gloom smite. How did you hear?
We have many ways to gather information.
Grigor is visibly impressed, but also chagrined. There is no gloom smite in Witsnarf. It is banned.
And so is adultery. Yet, There surely are many bastards here.
Well, adultery is not illegal in Witsnarf.
First, Nin looked very sad.
In an empire, it would definitely be illegal.
Yeah, but this is Witsnarf.
So this is like the Vegas?
It's not the Vegas so much as far away from anyone.
The shitty Reno.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that would be...
When Gregor says that Gloomsmite is banned and there's none in Witsnarf, she just kind of frowns and looks sad. And then when he said that adultery isn't banned, she brightens up again.
Yes. Gloomsmite is a terrible curse on the Empire, and I know that Othelm will put an end to it once and for all.
He doesn't like curses, huh?
Does anybody like curses?
Well, you know, I hope so.
We'll live by the curse, die by the curse, surely.
Yeah, definitely gonna do that.
Mostly kill by the curse, I assume.
Definitely gonna die by the curse.
It's coming.
If I would curse anything, it's the damn hives.
Are you hives? Sick?
No.
From the adultery?
Allergic.
Hives from the adultery?
Allergic to something.
No, the hives, where they live.
Oh, the Tiktani?
It sickens me to even think of them, but yes.
And she like pulls at her collar a little bit more, like, ooh.
They are responsible for more evil than I can even name to you.
I have a pretty big vocabulary.
For evil especially, yes.
I am even speaking above my station. Please let me bring you to the sub-governor right away.
Now, sir, your odd prejudices aside, this gloom smite, what exactly does it do?
It is a vile poison that robs them of their will, leads to anger. It robs the very virtue that the Akinosian Empire is founded upon.
Fear?
That is a very odd way to speak of the Empire.
We're the Empire's fists, sir. We're an implement of its fear.
It pains me to hear you speak of it with such disrespect. The Emperor is a source of virtue for the Empire.
Cal scoffs.
The one true Emperor.
Also, who do you believe to be the one true Emperor?
The true born heir who sits on the throne, the second son. This petty squabble will be over soon, and we will...
Bentley's just going to walk over, put a hand on Gregor's back, and be like, oh, don't let them concern you. Let's not keep the sub-governor waiting. I can tell that he's definitely put
my apologies.
In mind.
Please.
This was a test, and you passed.
Oh, he starts laughing. He's, you almost got me there. That is very funny.
It was funny.
Yes, we are all jokesters here, but when it's time to get serious, I assure
here
you,
in
you can get the job done.
I will tell you in Witsnarf, we enjoy our laughter. Pure, clean laughter. Othelm will set you on the right path, I truly believe.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cal grimaces and taps the butt of his pike on the ground a couple times and just starts walking towards the fort.
Bentley will keep a hand on his back and kind of ushers him. So how is the old boy doing? I've heard quite a few things about the Red Briars and just wants to keep small talk to keep this guy occupied because he's clearly... I'm trying to get a little of the dirt on what's going on because this guy clearly seems enamored with those in position above him.
Othelm came here a few years ago, and he found a town beset by villainy. He has just done so much to clean, to bring commerce, peace. I only hope that you will help us on our path to greatness.
Well, we've been ordered to do so, so I'd imagine that's...
Don't really have a choice, really. I mean,
and I thought I was the zealot.
You lead up a causeway. Basically, immediately as you leave the area, you hear the music start up again. People go back to having their good times.
Oh, what...
It is a festival. They are just celebrating the Empire.
Dang, we could cut this meeting short with, like, I want to get out
Thank
you. Oh, you'll be in your civvies as soon as you need to be.
All right.
As you go, you see the stones of the road get a little grander, a little nicer cobblestone area. You notice several large factotum buildings, like factors, people who sell things. There are wagons pulled by dillos. There's more of a upper crust area for this crap town. You notice something very strange. Two banks, very grand for a town or city the size of Windsnarf.
Dang.
Yeah.
Like a boomtown type
scenario. Kind of a boomtown. People are a little more well-dressed. Not what you would notice in a real Akhenoshan city. Clean robes, a hem, you know, only 3 or 4 inches up is mud. It's, you know.
Only? Oh, okay.
Only, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
There are several well-kept, well-saddled brookies. Dogs, about 5 feet high at the shoulder, 6 feet long. They are...
They're horse dogs.
They're horse dogs.
They're horse dogs.
They are
terrifying.
They resemble what? Australian shepherds? Was
yes.
that the idea?
Australian okay. shepherds. They are born and bred for travel. You pass this more affluent area. People kind of notice you and whisper. You come up to the gates. Gregor wicks you through. People standing at the gate, you see Toldans, lots of Toldans. The armed ones are wearing a uniform like you have never seen. This is not a military uniform. It is green and white. With a big white sash.
What kind of weapons do they have?
Bardiche.
What's the feel of the crowd of Toldans standing outside?
They're more excited to see you.
Okay.
Than anything else.
Like they see, they look relieved, like finally.
Yeah.
Like.
Some of them are relieved. Some of them aren't. A crowd of people standing in front of the bank, like see you and just walk back in.
Are we sensing much like open hostility?
No.
Okay.
No.
More just like,
yeah.
Turn around.
Like some people are just, this is happening. Almost like a chess move.
Okay,
gotcha.
You are ushered into the courtyard. As you go into the private office of Othem Redbriar, the doors are flung open, and you see a Toldan standing there in a white robe with a green sash, a very large bronze badge that reads Sub-Governor. You almost think that he posed himself to...
Like he's been waiting in this pose for like maybe a little too long.
Yeah, like he's got his arm. You can see his arm is a little shaking a little bit, like he's been standing to be impressive. He is a...
Is he impressive, though?
No, kind of watery brown eyes, brown hair. Just, you would not pick him out of a crowd. He is...
Pale, rosy cheeks.
The fourth son of a very minor noble family.
How old is he?
He is in his late 30s. You can see him kind of brush his badge. He is a... Can I have an aristocratic role?
Absolutely. 18?
18. You know there is not a sub-governor uniform.
Oh, so okay. He made his own uniform, which is adorable.
You know that sub-governor is a clerical position.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. Oh, they seem to have created their own uniforms across the board. If we didn't recognize the guards and the color scheme of the sub-governor, there's something at play here.
He's coming in trying to clean up the town, make a name for himself is what it sounds like. So, okay. I'm not going to act weirded out by the fact that he's obviously wearing a uniform that doesn't exist.
I would like to see if I would know that. 90-20.
Oh, yeah. You know it. You know it so hard.
I'm angry about it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So Bentley will share a look with the sergeant and just sort of be like, yeah, how about that? You know?
I almost want to feel it's like if you're a regular cop and then you meet a, citizens outreach thing and they're dressed up like a little too police-like for your own good. Yeah. You're like...
Not quite as insulting as like stolen valor.
Yeah, but definitely a thing of like... You look too real for your own good.
Yeah. You're going to go meet the head of the neighborhood watch because they have a bunch of complaints, and you're expecting a guy in a polo shirt, and he's
wearing regal finery, and you're like, no, thank you. Yeah. No, thank you, Duke. All right, so we got a governor.
Who is with
a fake uniform.
Yeah. Which angers me to my very core.
I would say that his uniform, although it does not anger me, it makes me pity him. Because I immediately understand, even though I don't come from the same situation that he's in, I am familiar with it, and I just feel really bad for him that he feels like he has to put on a uniform like this.
Cal is immediately certain that he's an idiot, and his expectations are very low.
Nin thinks he looks pretty good.
Good for Nin.
So as you...
Not his, like, face or anything, but, like, just like, you know, you'd be ugly otherwise, but now he looks pretty sharp.
Man, uniform.
Cleans up well.
You put on a big badge, some people like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
He is the first thing you notice in this room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But as you take a few seconds, you recognize him. You look at the room. It's a nice size office, 20 feet long. Scrolls on the walls. There's plaques. There's the Redbriar family crest is up there. You see maps just kind of strewn about, some rolled up, some laid out. There's a table, and as you come in, he's like, yes, gentlemen, please. Oh, and my lady.
Very well.
You are the officer corps, I assume.
Yes, we are. Sub-governor.
Your men, are they stationed outside?
No, this is the lot of us. This is my company.
This, yes, the officer corps of the company of the men
this is all of us. We number in four.
Four?
Yes.
One, two, three, four of you.
Yeah.
Definitely plus one momentum.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm trying to get better with the momentum.
It's hard. That's the hardest thing.
It is.
It really is.
Until you get used to it and then you dole it out in real life in situations that don't have to deal with it.
Yeah. Well, I will say I was rather hoping for more, if you don't mind me saying. The threat facing Witsnarf is a threat to the Empire itself.
I would say the Empire is rather busy at the moment.
Oh, with that conflict.
Civil war, yes, I would say, yes.
In Witsnarf, we believe it will be over quite soon and opportunities will rise.
That is a very optimistic take on this situation.
Well, the Empire, as the font of virtue, cannot be torn asunder.
You all keep using that word, the virtue of the Empire. We are quite far from the core, and yet you seem to be more loyal than most in the core of the Empire.
Would you not say that any portion of the Empire is the core of the Empire? Anywhere a hard-working family does their best to serve the Emperor?
Sir, I ask you, why have you requisitioned us?
Well, I have been asking for about 2 years for a corps of the army to come and clean out the Tiktani menace on our borders.
Oh, that makes sense.
They are destroying the utter soul of what it means to be Akhenotian.
So you're asking us to declare war on a chorus?
They are not a chorus. They are not a collective of Tiktani. These are wild, bestial reavers. They are directly responsible for the poison Gloomsmite.
Oh, okay. It's all starting to come together for old Nin here.
These monsters spread their villainy into the heart of Witsnarf itself. Among our own people, there are traitors who would rather see them live than be snuffed out. All for their love of coin.
Now, I'm not a legal expert. I'm Nin, by the way. Nice to meet you, Sub-Governor. What?
Redbriar.
Redbriar.
Otham. Oh, first Redbriar. Name. Redbriar. Okay. Mr. Otham, so nice to meet you.
It is nice to meet you, Nin.
Is Gloomsmite illegal in, like, federally? Or empirically? Well, you wouldn't say empirically. What would you say?
Imperially?
Yep. Is it imperially illegal?
It is my great hope and wish that none of the rest of the Empire will ever have to ponder such laws.
I just wonder. I don't want to start throwing around words like jurisdiction or anything. But
are you not Imperial Marshals?
Sure. Yeah. But given that's
this. And exactly. We're here to enforce Imperial law.
Yes. And I, as the sub-governor of the region, have declared it illegal for the good of the Akhenotian Empire itself.
And you don't find this perhaps outside of the purview of your power?
Would the governor himself have sent you here if it was against the purview of my office?
See, that's a good point.
It did take 2 years.
Well, as you said before, there is a minor civil war going on.
Now, I find myself still unsure of exactly what Gloomsmite is.
It is an unfortunate byproduct of honey production. There are people in Witsnarf who make their money from honey.
Get that honey money.
The local Tiktani are producers of this, which, yes, has value to the Empire.
Have you spoken with any of them? Has there been any parley or attempts?
Do you speak to a wild guff warrior, or do you impale them with your spear? Do you speak to the wild Brukia in the woods, or do you keep them from destroying your home?
Did you just compare guff to Brukie?
Well, not civilized guff, but...
Some of my best friends are guff.
I'm sure they're very nice, but...
Okay, all right. Very fine and well, I guess.
What do you want, like, from us, you know?
I want you to destroy them.
I want you to burn them root and core.
How many of them are there?
There are many, and this is why I asked for many troops. But you are what I am given.
Like,
the Empire believes in you. I believe you can do it.
Like, more than four?
More than four, yes. But you are Akhenoshians. And what is an Akhenoshian if not 100 of other men?
Oh, well, I would say a collection of various races who have come together. But I don't think you would agree with that.
No. Again, I feel we have gotten off track. And he goes over, kind of pushes some maps out of the way, and he rolls out on the table the map of the region. Come, look at this.
Very well.
Yes. And you see the River Wit, you see Wit Snarf, you see Tor Snarf, Barris, Kerrer, the local regions, and you see a shallow river leading into a lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's marked shallow. There's depth markings on it. There's a small outpost called Ketchnarf. There are X's, circles, kind of hand-drawn annotations of what would be a blank map.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, this is the future of the Akhenoshian Empire. This is the home of the future Dairon Rush.
Lake?
Just the start. The region, once the Tiktani menace is destroyed, think of what we could build here together.
Like a dock?
I mean,
or a garbage heap for garbage?
Old sport, I'm seeing the X's marked here. Does this are these Dairon locations, or are these locations of the Tiktani? What are we looking at here around the lake?
These X's. These are homesteads. Homesteads that will one day build sons for the Empire, build money for the Empire, build glory for the Empire.
So the Tiktani are making this awesome Gloomsmite stuff?
Awesome in the way that it is terrible, the original use of the word awesome, yes.
Okay. If they didn't make it, you wouldn't need us?
Well, I still would like you to destroy them.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course.
They're slavering beasts. You should see the damage they have done.
If they are such rabid beasts, how are they producing this drug to be sold in your town?
Let alone trade for it. And what are they trading for it?
Clearly, there is an element inside your own borders that is making this happen. So should we not be going after them, sir?
Just told you that. No. Destroy the production. Destroy the root. And nothing else matters.
So if we just maybe talk to them and they just say, okay, we'll stop, does your problem go away? I mean, you could still make all these homesteads, right?
If they are willing to bend the knee to the Emperor and leave forever, then yes.
Not join. That is not an option.
They are occupying Akhenoshian land.
Do we know that to be true? Do we know it's true?
Well, I'm telling you.
I think she's just kind of like leaning over towards our bureaucrat.
Mm-hmm.
Mr.
Yeah, you know what? Mr.
Bentley.
Let me do a bureaucracy roll to see, because I mean, I know we're like out in the sticks, but we are inside the Akhenoshian Empire. We're not on, like, on the outskirts of it, right?
No, you are.
You also know, like, because bureaucracy is your talent,
right?
You could probably be like, it's generally not, or yeah, you know, that is kind of how things work,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
18. Okay.
So what I want to try and ascertain is the idea that all of this is Akhenoshian space and they are intruding or they're squatting on it, and there is like a legal precedent for, like, if everything's the Akhenoshian Empire and these guys just decide to set up camp somewhere, are we within any legal rights to move them? Because anywhere we're moving them, they're still technically in Akhenoshian space.
Regionally, the Akhenoshian Empire. This is a recognized region with a governor. They are not citizens of the Akhenoshian Empire. They contribute nothing to the Akhenoshian Empire. Thus, they are squatting. Okay. Just because they happened to live there before it was the Akhenoshian Empire means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't like a land rush where we're like on the edge. We're like inside Akhenosha. Like,
yeah,
proper.
It is definitely a toe of the Akhenoshian Empire, but it is still...
Okay.
Would you say in other times that this has happened, they've probably been more understanding of, like, oh, we expanded our thing, we didn't realize you were here, let's talk about trade, let's talk about all this, and then, but this guy's, like, different.
Just being a stickler?
Yeah. Okay. When this guy came in, it became a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cal very casually slides over to Regibald and leans into his shoulder and says, Reg, we are no longer in the military. We are marshals. Is our priority not upholding the law of our own citizens as opposed to border disputes?
I would say that would be outside of our jurisdiction, yes.
He has been asking for the military, and they won't send him a military. But you still kind of have to do what he says.
Yeah, he's been asking for the military, and they just sent us blindly. Yeah. So it's like
the people who are in charge of you sent you to do what he said.
But that does matter to our little group of, like, you know, they have sent us into the wolf's den.
There's no way that he just gets to tell us whatever he wants. Like, we have, there's definitely jurisdiction, jurisprudence. We'd be educated in what we would be comfortable doing. Mm-hmm. And this seems far beyond that.
But we know that we need to do something to stop this guy squawking.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we're stuck here until we do.
So
Cal's not suggesting we bail, but just that we may be in a
We need more info.
Yeah. So based on the bureaucracy role and looking at the map and realizing like the territory and stuff, I'm gonna like looking over at Reggie and just being like, legally, they are squatting on the imperial property, so we would be within our rights to make sure they would leave. However, I think we'll need some more information before we can make a plan of attack. Wink, you know, like that. I'm not really thinking we should attack, but just trying to make it. Don't want to make an enemy of this guy before we even make any big decisions.
You should probably just make him feel like he was heard.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Like acknowledging that I've heard his problem.
Like,
you know,
Otham can't make you do anything, but he can cause a ruckus.
Yeah,
for the people who,
the poor people who
can
still
make
live
you
here.
Do something.
Yeah. Well, and the people who sent us.
Yeah.
You have bosses.
Difficult.
Right.
They sent you to get this guy to shut up, and they're not going to be happy with you if he does not shut up.
Okay. You can't kill him. Like, not, that's definitely not legal.
Yeah.
At least not yet. We can make it happen.
You're wincing real hard. Like,
I would point out that this entire town is made of wood.
I'm not a fire mage.
We can make
funny
fire.
Funny thing about fire, everyone has fire.
Esmond Trad would have had a different situation.
I wonder if they won't let you on boats. You know, if they're just like, hey, maybe not you.
Yeah, not the guy who, like,
I don't want you to sneeze and burn.
Is it because I'm hard?
You know what? Yes, fine.
He has a bad dream or, like, a nocturnal emission.
He brings light to the darkness.
Spontaneous nocturnal emission. Oh,
I just imagine there's a little metal like canoe they're pulling behind. Like, he's sitting in, like...
It's just constantly on fire.
The ocean is boiling around it.
So, your plan of attack. Would you like me to lay it out for you? Because I've been thinking very much about this.
No. I do believe we have enough information. Do you have any accommodations prepared for us?
In fact, yes. Fort Odorax is gladly waiting your appearance.
Where is and what is Fort Odorax?
Fort Odorax is the spear point pointed at the hearts of the Tiktani menace. It is about 3-day ride from Witsnarf. We will, of course, provide you with Brukia, and you will be joining the relief column for the fort.
Very good. When does that leave?
It's waiting on you whenever you feel ready.
Yeah, I feel like, and she kind of like tugs it at the sergeant. He's like, "Can we be ready maybe tomorrow?"
I was just about to say that, Nin. Thank you for your recommendation.
Sorry.
It's very well. No, always speak your mind, Nin.
I just got very.
You are
excited.
A valued member of this party, and I won't have anyone say otherwise.
Thank you so much,
Governor. Yes. Sub Governor. Sir.
You see him. Kind of shiver. Ooh, as you say, Governor.
Goodness.
Yes.
It's like the Mitchell and Webb skit where Hitler died, so the power went over to...
What's Oh, gosh.
Well, they weren't exactly going to hand over power while everything was going going great. Yes.
I have so many plans.
There's a giant folder.
Sub-Governor, me and my retinue have been traveling for days already on ship. I would enjoy at least a night's rest before traveling again, if that is permitted.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll find you accommodation here in the fortress.
That's not necessary.
I would prefer it, though, personally.
Okay.
Simple bunks will do. It's just mostly to allow my men and my woman.
I like the
Nin,
sound of
take
that.
It down a notch.
Sorry. It's been a long boat ride.
Oh, yes, I will... We'll, of course, find you accommodation here. I would have thought you would rather head to the fort today, but tomorrow I can tell the burgers to wait.
Did you say burgers?
The town.
There's no use showing up to the front exhausted.
Ah, wisdom. I can see you are a true man of Aknush. He claps his hands. Gregor! And Gregor comes in. Yes, yes. Please, find accommodation for our guests. They will not be leaving till tomorrow. You can see Gregor is kind of confused. Sure you don't want to head to the fort?
Why would we want to leave immediately?
To destroy the menace facing the... No, it's fine. You know what you're doing.
Gregor, it's secret military stuff.
You know, a test again.
Loose lips. You don't want to harm the Aknushian Empire, would we?
Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me.
I knew we could rely on this man.
Yes. Sergeant, would you prefer your own room? I don't know how this
works. I'm an NCO, sir. I bunk with my men.
He leads you down, out back through the office, through the waiting room. As you can see, the fortress gets less nice, leading you down stone stairs. You can feel the air getting a little colder. There's torches on the wall. You open up into a barracks, which has about 30 beds in it, and no one's in there.
I call top bunk.
No, this gloom smite, like, epidemic they're having, does it have, like, a long-term health effect on people? Would they have some kind of infirmary where people are held up that Cal could possibly go take a look at?
There is no gloom smite in Witsnarf.
Okay. That is a little bit different of a story than we heard from our...
Cal, I think it's time that we rested for the night.
Yes, sir.
Sub-governor would not allow it inside the city.
Gregor, you've been just so useful.
Is there anything else I can get for you? I am so sorry. The military has been pulled out of this area for quite some time. And
there is nothing we need from you currently. If we do need you, though, where can you be found?
Oh, and he looks around. And he finds like a bell, and he dusts it off and kind of polishes on his rope a little bit. Shake this, and I will be found.
Very well. That sounds lovely.
Thank you. Please, rest well and do your duty for the Empire.
And he kind of backs out of the room, kind of shaking. Slight bow, closes the door.
Once I feel like he's out of range, I'll look to our sergeant and be like, kind of wish we could put the bell on him.
I know.
Ratting around. Who knows what he's at the door listening.
Do you think he's an earshot yet?
I think it's safe to assume.
All right.
Captain, Sergeant.
Marshals, yes?
Sergeant, I think I might need something. Can I see the bell for a second?
I'm going to regret this. I know this immediately, but at the same time, Nin, do your worst.
Okay. And she takes the bell, and she looks at it. She throws it in the toilet.
Ugh. Yeah. Very good, Nin. Nin, you shall receive a commendation when we return home.
Okay. Toilet.
Cal just chuckles.
For bravery in the face of idiocy.
Yeah.
Just pats Nin on the shoulder.
Middle of the night, you're going to wake up and take a poop right on that bell, and it's going to ding, and he's going to come right
back. What do you need? I need privacy. Oh, okay, of course.
He turns around and holds out his robe, facing with his back to you.
Privacy, leave him alone.
Yeah. All right. Marshals form ranks, quickly. I know it's formality, but let's do this. Cal, what I'm going to need from you tonight is find out as much as you can about this gloom smite. What it is, what it does, probably why it's here in this city.
And where we can get some.
I'm a little curious, but I would recommend not drinking before we know what it is.
Yes, I would prefer to be able to study the substance before I let either of you ingest it.
You know, I'm pretty good at being sneaky.
Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
What I need from you. See if you can rub elbows with the upper crust in this town. Find out where they're importing it from. Who are the major players around town? Mm. Can you do that?
Oh, consider it done.
All right. Nin.
Yes.
Nin.
Still me.
Would you like to join me for dinner?
Yes. Yes, Sergeant.
Would you prefer to do something else?
I gotta get out. I gotta do something.
That's why I asked you to dinner.
I just
gotta dance.
I just wanna go see the city. I wanna go see the market. Then
take your leave then.
I'll go to dinner. How long are we gonna be?
How long do you want? This is a night out.
Where do you want to eat? I don't know.
It's not what I was saying.
You know what? I don't even care. You do what you want, Nin.
Thanks. We'll get dinner next time.
Rain check, yes, of course.
Okay.
Cal, Bentley. Does anyone have any concerns, questions, opinions? Now is the time to voice them.
My orders were clear.
I believe that it would be in our best interest to pick a time that we meet back up, so that if something goes wrong in this city, I do not trust these people.
Here? 4 hours?
Back at the barracks in 4 hours. Sounds like a good plan, sir.
Just sneaking past Gregor, I feel, raise some suspicions, and he's quite the suck-up as it,
The worst he can do is complain at us till we die.
Too true.
Anyway. We could tell him we're all going out to go pee.
That is true.
Since we something has clogged the latrine.
Yes. All right. 4 hours. Let's travel back here as soon as we can. This information will be useful in what we have to do. Also, these savage Tectoni reports bother me as well.
Yes.
It sounded a little racist.
Really? A little, yes. A little is a word you could use to describe that, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or very, or extremely, maybe even.
You could start with little, yeah, and then work your way up.
He might be the bastard son of some nobility, but it's not quite good form to outright insult him until he embarrasses himself further.
Which is only a matter of time.
Mm.
Anyway, my plan is to go mingle with at least some of the guards around this fort, see if I can find out anything useful.
I will head downtown to some of the banks and see what I can find out there.
Very useful.
Well, I believe the place for me to start will be down on the docks, since the only people who spoke freely of this substance were the sailors that brought us here.
Brilliant. Nin, what is your plan?
I'm going to get all gussied up, and I'm going to go down to the market, see what these people do for fun at night, and find out more information than you boys can.
Cal walks over to Nin and puts both his hands on either of her shoulders and goes, Nin, this is very important.
Oh, yeah.
I need you to try very hard not to kill anyone while you're out there.
I always try. You know, I do. I think you've seen me try.
I have faith in you.
Okay. Very trustworthy. I will try.
Thank you. Okay. That's all I ask. All
right. Choosing not to take that personally.
Thank you guys for putting up with my first attempt at GMing this game.
Let's hear it for Max, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, and you've done a man's job, sir.
Yeah, this is for the first time ever really GMing something that has structure. We didn't do a lot of rolling tonight.
We did a lot of role playing.
We did. But no, thank you, Max, for agreeing to take on this burden, especially as a new GM. It's very intimidating. But I think that's useful for people to hear, you know, of what it's like.
Mm-hmm. To go after two masters of the craft.
Thank you. As always, if you have comments, if you have suggestions, if you just want to talk to us and ask us about rules and errata, patreon.com/RPGFS. Comment on any post. You don't have to even be a patron to do so. But if you are a patron, there's tons of perks. Please consider contributing. It helps us a ton.
You can find us on facebook.com/RPGFS.
You can find us on Instagram at RPG from scratch, but that's all one word.
You can find us on Twitter at Homebrew Hombres.
Thank you, everybody, so much. Thank you to Andrew for playing with us.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, get a full rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.